Ben Lucifer Bernanke.
To create capital out of thin air.
Is that what's lacking now? Confidence in the future by the private sector?
Yes, but we were in a very deep hole.
Currency for many parts of our history without any federal debt. When was that? Under the Jackson administration. So this was before the Civil War. This was during the period of where individual banks issued currency. We didn't have a national currency.
So if we want stable prices, we have to have stable money. We'll have a disagreement on whether gold is money or not. But in my opinion, doesn't matter either, because it's history. It's the marketplace. Gold is the true long-term measurement of value.
The definition of the dollar is what it can buy. Consumers don't want to buy gold. They want to buy food and gasoline and clothes and all the other things that are in the consumer basket. And it's the buying power of the dollar in terms of those goods and services that is what is important, and that's what I call price stability.
Maybe in layman's terms, this is one part of the government lending another part of the government money.
To create capital out of thin air.
Monetary policy, even in the most normal times, as the CRS says, involves buying and selling treasury securities. We couldn't have a currency outstanding if we didn't have securities to back them up.
So if we want stable prices, we have to have stable money.
Ben Lucifer Bernanke.
But I hate bank fees and ATM charges. I can't believe they charge me for accessing my own money.
Overall, the economic recovery appears to be continuing at a moderate pace, albeit at a rate that is both uneven across sectors and frustratingly slow.
Hi, welcome to Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, and I will be your host in this program. After this short collage, you will guess this show is about our financial reality. Today, I present an article written by my friend Graham about a new language we need in order to understand what finance and economy, banks, debt, owing, lending really mean. Tanya was so kind as to read the article in short episodes. Welcome to the show.
Is the structure of our economy beyond our cognitive capability? By Graham. All money in our economy is created out of financial value of an asset. Two forms of this money are discussed here. They are hired money, derived from asset, and income money, in the form of profit. Both these financial forms are byproducts of asset-created hired money. Hired money is money which is created as a financial representation of the value of an asset. Profit is the byproduct of income money derived from someone else's hired money. However, these are financial byproducts and they play distinctly different roles within our economy.
To create capital out of thin air.
Asset-created hired money is the money we use throughout our economy. It has been created as a financial representation of the value of an asset. Hired money is the basic money, and the basis of our financial system, and as such, is the only money. The term hired is used here instead of borrowed, as it is the more accurate description. What is an asset? An asset can be existing property, real estate, or other entrepreneurial or profitable idea assured income, your expected profit, national net income, or potential income, etc. An asset is also known as security in banking terms. We offer an asset as security to be converted into a financial form.
Monetary policy, even in the most normal times, as the CRS says, involves buying and selling treasury securities. We couldn't have a currency outstanding if we didn't have securities to back them up.
The life cycle of all finance begins with and ends as an asset. It begins when a bank converts the value of a client's asset to a financial form that is then hired for a fee to the client. The higher fees are variable and commonly known as the rate of interest. The fee charges come to an end when the client's hired money is returned. The bank then reconverts it to an asset by cancelling the hire agreement. That hired money no longer exists, and the asset is returned to the client. In other words, the asset no longer exists as money.
Did you hear about the Fed?
No. What about the Fed?
They announced another round of the quantitative easing.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to make large asset purchases via PAMO.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to expand their balance sheet and buy treasuries.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to print a ton of money.
So why do they call it the quantitative easing? Why don't they just call it the printing money?
Because the printing money is the last refuge of failed economic empires and banana republics, and the Fed doesn't want to admit this is their only idea.
Profit. Profit is the form of hired money you get to keep because it has not been hired by you. It comes as wages, salaries, investment dividend, profitable trade deals, etc. The only money available to us to purchase anything. Banks are involved in the economy in the same way as other businesses. Banks offer financial services and financial products. From goods and services, they hope to make a profit to pay investors staff wages, salaries and bonuses, and overhead costs. The business of banking could also be seen as a manufacturing industry. Banks make expensive financial products that they convert from assets, and they hire the liquidated asset to the asset's owner. Asset converted, hired money is very costly to the client.
But I hate bank fees and ATM charges. I can't believe they charge me for accessing my own money.
It is hired by the client for one specified purpose, which is profit, and has a nominated lifespan limited by the terms of the contract. The asset has not been bought by the bank. The bank's financial product has not been borrowed but hired by the client. The bank holds the asset as an actual financial deposit.
Bankers and consultants, it's time to squash the beef. Gonna settle this now, right here on the street.
Weird. You bankers don't have a clue. Better take some courses. I'm on some Jedi mind shit. Using all five forces. Work hard, play hard. Even your mom thinks you're a tool. Be a burnout banker. Teaching math in my prep school. I make sick decks. I use the three C's. Chicks, cash, crystal. That's my only strategy. You're playing with Excel. Doing nothing but grunt work. I'm analyzing both quantitative and qualitative research.
Banks offer a key service by producing a product without which there would be no financing of commerce as we know it and no economy as we know it. Our present financial system isn't a bank-driven system, but a profit-driven system. A market must be found no matter what the cost in physical, sociological, environmental exploitation or degradation. The sale of armaments require blood sports, wars, or interventions that invariably end in fear, death, and destruction, but of course they can't end. Sales must continue. Profit is scarce because of the high cost of finance. There is the cost of the higher fee and then increasing cost of labour, especially local. Production costs must be kept to a minimum, meaning fewer local jobs by exporting them to third world cheap labour countries. Cutting labour costs results in less money, in circulation resulting in fewer sales and fewer profit opportunities. Hired finance begins as asset and ends as asset. Its one purpose and usefulness is for profit making. But the profit you make or have is someone else's hired money that extracts a higher fee from them. Hired finance reverts to asset, so it is not circulating in our marketplace as our purchasing power. So a profit derived from export sales is needed before we have the finance to buy the goods we produce. Competition in business means eliminating the competitor from the contest in the struggle for the scarce profit. In the rules of business and commerce, the winner survives another day. Profit from another's hired finance becomes absolutely mandatory for consumers to access products. Our economic, social, and cultural endeavours are narrowed then to just one purpose, to just one end, the pursuit of profit. Profit from another's hired finance becomes absolutely mandatory for consumers to access products. Profit from another's hired finance becomes absolutely mandatory for consumers to access products. The pursuit of profit. The pursuit of profit.
Pumping money into these elections, and they're supporting hard right, extreme right candidates from Delaware, Alaska, Nevada, all over the country.
American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS, co-founded by Karl Rove, plan to spend $17 million in this election. Americans for Prosperity, founded by oil billionaire David Koch, more than $40 million. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest lobby group in the country, has pledged $75 million, almost all of it to defeat Democrats.
I'm a management consultant.
What do you do?
I charge $40,000 a month to create PowerPoint presentations that summarize my clients' opinions. I leave prior to implementation because I do not understand the realities of execution.
That strikes me as highly value-add.
Yes, and it enables my clients, who are often CEOs, to go to their boards and tell them that they have an outside expert opinion informing their actions.
Most apt.
What do you do?
I am an investment banker. I create complex financial models that value companies objectively, even though the partners already have a price in mind and ask me to reverse engineer my numbers.
Most productive.
My rigorous financial assessments enable companies and financial sponsors to engage in acquisitions and divestitures knowing that a team of money-hungry overpaid Caucasians recommended their deal and stands to make a 5% advisory fee.
Someone has to remunerate us for our brilliance and perseverance in landing positions in such prestigious professions.
Yes, my parents' affluency and connections had nothing to do with my securing said positions.
Well put. My partner's seven-figure compensation package is appropriate when compared to a teacher earning $40,000 a year.
That's what I charge in a month. Like you said, most appropriate given our skill.
Your Honor, I knew what I was doing was wrong, indeed criminal.
Maybe you can argue that 5,000 people made a bad decision. Or 10,000. But when it gets to 1 million people, then 5 million people, then 10 million people, at some point there is a scheme out there.
The borrower had no idea the actual loan that he was getting is not what he was necessarily qualified for.
The bank that holds those, sells those, bundles them, and sells them to some investor who has no idea what he has.
These transactions were individually underwritten.
If they were carefully underwritten, how come no one wants to buy them?
Crimes, white-collar crimes,
fraud, fraudulent,
fraud and deception.
My lawyer said it was okay.
Racketeering,
deceptive,
targeted,
predatory,
collusion,
scams.
I cannot believe no one's prosecuted you on this.
It sounds bad.
Yes, it's very bad.
I can tell you I made $10 skillion last year. You're going to say, how do you know? I said, my model said I did. It takes more than that in the real world.
Thunder!
We live with the illusion of a civil and moral world, where philosophy and ethics play a part in our behaviour. The reality is that the rules of economic survival demand that we behave otherwise. We exploit. Exploitation of all available resources is mandatory for our economic survival. We must marginalise, exclude, and condemn others to poverty for our own economic survival. Cooperation is a dirty word in our struggle for profit, except in teamwork so that one group may better compete against other groups. We use our superior skills and intelligence to compete with and abuse the environment and seek to control nature and take advantage of and exploit each other's weaknesses, fears, desires, and socioeconomic status. There are those who listen with sanctimoniously bated breath to environmentalists, ecologists, philosophers, and ethicists. Most of us nod our heads in agreement, wide-eyed with apprehension of their dire warnings. But we refuse to take any responsibility for the economy that we, as Homo sapiens, not God, constructed. It is our homegrown economy that actually demands and drives our social and global vandalism. Our almost global refusal to investigate the economy means we are continually supportive of it. We don't even want to know about it, how it works, or what it does. Yet our economy is but a construct wherein exploitation is mandatory for our continued economic existence. We naturally choose survival, even if it causes conflict, by competing for and denying others access to scarce profit. We actually marginalise, exclude, and condemn others to poverty. Occasionally, the immorality created by the dictates of our economy may create a slight feeling of culpability. We somehow suppress any subliminal guilt feeling by pontificating about much-needed moral and social reforms. Social posturing is understandable and predictable when it's realised we are completely unaware that such reforms can't be implemented. Moral and ethical reforms are not possible within an economic culture that's dependent on competition, acquisition, and conflict. Ignorance of economic effects does somewhat shield us from the reality that the rules of economic survival demand that we behave otherwise than ethically. Competitive behaviour becomes so entrenched in our culture that conflict seems a basic human condition. The reality is that the rules of economic survival demand that we behave otherwise than ethically.
Very important for folks to remember how close we came to complete disaster. I'm not concerned about a double-dip recession. I am concerned about the fact that the recovery that we're on is not producing jobs as quickly as I want it to happen.
First world citizens don't want jobs. They just want low interests on their mortgages. Kaput Radio, your companion to the idiot era. Did you know that so-called evil money is always other people's money?
Thank you for your interest. I sincerely hope you can get some understanding out of this show. If so, then tell your friends about it. You heard Tanya reading excerpts of media, YouTube samples, quantitative easing explained, plunder the crime of the century, damn it feels good to be a banker, and a parody management versus investment banker. And the sounds were by Wax Audio and others. Other Kaput Radio episodes dealing with our finance system can be freely downloaded from kaputradio.libsyn.com. Libsyn as in Liberated Syndicate, and Kaput spelled with 2T. If you wish to contact me, please visit radio4all.net search for Kaput X Radio and then proceed to the contact producer link and send me your email with the available inbox. Appreciate that. Thank you. My name is Martin. Catch me again next time.